At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, yeah. It's a Chickies Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, it's beautiful outside. We're at Chickies and Pete's. How you feeling, brother?
Hot dog it, brother Spike. It is Friday. Welcome to the weekend, everybody. Jackie Baseball, big game on 94 WIP after the show, after Fritz at 6 with baseball. But you still need to hold off. It's not time to start the season just yet, brother. Holla at you, boy.
Are we still talking about the Super Bowl? I mean, like, again.
Can we get over it?
Like I said.
Yeah, they won.
A good appetizer for the main course.
Well, we have a big show today, as we always do. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 3 o'clock to talk about the Eagles' new long snapper. Tornado Shapiro with his weekend forecast at 3:30. We bring back Mike Mayock at 4 to talk about the Eagles' offseason so far. And the very first time we award the belt.
Yes.
The belt.
Do you think everyone at the station is gathering around at that time?
To find out who at WIP will be the first holder of the belt.
Now, this isn't like BTA, belt to ass. Right?
It could be.
Well, you
never know.
You can do with the belt whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We think
of it as just sort of like the heavyweight championship belt of WIP.
Gotcha.
And who has it.
Okay.
And this is the first time that we will award it to someone. So that comes at 4:30. So, you know, the way you open the show, Ike, is actually pretty interesting to think about because of the way that I think we're going to start the show today.
Yes.
And we are less than 2 weeks away from the Philadelphia Phillies opening day. And, you know, I don't feel really anything from anyone. And the only thing I have to compare it to is last year, when we were doing it last year. Because I haven't been here in a few years. I wasn't here for the 23, you know, season or the 22. But last year, there was a buzz. There was an excitement. There was an energy for the start of Philly season. I felt it in spring training. I felt it here in Philadelphia. And there was a lot of buzz. And I am psyched for the Philadelphia Phillies to start the season this year. They won 95 games last year. They've been in the playoffs 3 straight years. They have one of the best rotations in baseball. And I'm pissed off about how the season ended last year, but I am still excited and energetic about this season. And I just don't feel it. And I don't know if it's because people don't believe in the team anymore. I don't know if it's because the Eagles won the Super Bowl and everybody's just not ready to switch over or what it is. Or maybe there are people excited and I'm just missing it. But there's something that is not there with the Phillies, and I can't figure out exactly why.
Well, listen, the diehard baseball fans, I believe, are always excited this time of the year, knowing opening day is just a couple weeks away. So I totally get that. I still get excited about opening day in general. You know, growing up in a baseball city, you know, the city of the first ever Major League Baseball team. I don't know if you guys ever knew that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
There Cincinnati Reds. Cincinnati. Yeah, we have parade every year, opening day.
Yep, because there's no parade at the end of the year.
It's like the Wing Bowl.
It's pretty true.
It's like the Cincinnati Wing Bowl.
215.
Yeah.
Don't derail.
Okay. Right.
Let me get back on track.
Yep.
So, I understand why there are those of us, like myself. When I say us, I mean me and those that are thinking like I am with this baseball team. I'm not there with them yet. I'm just not. You know, love Bryce Harper, always will. You know, there's a kinship there that we have when we look into each other's eyes every spring training. So I understand that part of it.
Yeah.
But other than that, in all seriousness, I'm just not excited about the Trey Turner thing anymore. As great as Zach Wheeler is, I know what he's going to do when he takes the mound every time he goes out there. Aaron Nola doesn't really inspire energy, even though he's one of my guys. Cal Schwarber, who I probably like second most of the everyday players.
Because he's an Ohio guy?
Yeah, because he's an Ohio guy. Like that, all that stuff I know is already there. The problem for the Phillies, for a fan like myself, is that the ending of the season has become more important than going through the season for me. Now, I'll enjoy the season. It's part of the job. We're gonna follow him every day. We're going to talk about him every day. So I'm not telling you I'm not paying attention. What I'm telling you is that my level of excitement is nowhere where it needs to be because I haven't seen anything or enough to make me excited about this team. I need to see what they're going to do. I need to see what they look like. If there's a different approach at the plate by these guys and they're moving runners and they're doing all these things, okay, then maybe that's the baseball team I can get behind from an excitement standpoint. But even with that, I know this is going to be a good baseball team. Are they going to be good enough? And that's the real problem. And when you have a team like the Eagles, because let me throw them in there as well, who just won a Super Bowl, you got to understand, as a fan, that's what a standard is at for us now. Unless you're in the JV leagues. Like, the Eagles are the varsity. They're winning championships, playing in the Super Bowl, like, living up to expectations, all those things. That's where our mindset is at coming off the Super Bowl. And the Phillies have let us down the last 3 years, each year gradually worse than the year before. I can't get there right now. I just can't. I can't. They didn't give me a reason to be excited coming into the season this year.
215-592-9494. Phillies opening day happening in less than 2 weeks. I'm excited for it. It doesn't feel like people are. If you're not, why not? 215-592-9494. You know, the difference, though, and I think Jack's perspective on this is important. The one thing I wanted to ask you about, though, is that no matter how an Eagles season ends, we convince ourselves before the next season that things are going to be different. Like, if it ends bad, we always find a way. We get mad, and then there's this down part, but then we always ramp back up. And we're always like, I know how it ended last year, but here's why I think it's different this year. Mm-hmm. And I think we even did it with the Sixers, honestly, during the process. Like, every year it ended bad, but somehow before the next season, we would find ourselves a way to believe that this was the year. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't feel like it's happening with the Phillies, and I can't figure out. I think they're good enough to have earned it. They did disappoint last year.
Yeah.
I just think there's enough there to get there, and that's why I'm not quite understanding it.
You want to jump in?
Well, no. I it's funny because I am kind of with both of you guys. Mm. Like, I can't wait for the Phillies. Obviously, I think they're World Series contenders. I think people are a little too, I don't want to say too tough on them, but I think the grace period is over for the Phillies, and I think where Ike is, and I think where a lot of people are, is just wake me up in October. Like, what Ike said about, I know what these guys are, I think that echoes with a lot of people. I know what Schwarber's going to do. I know what Harper's going to do. I know what Bohm's going to do. I know what all these guys are. I know what Turner's going to do. He's going to be hot and cold. When he's hot, he's hot. And when he's cold, he's really, really brutal. Castellano, same kind of thing. But I do think we've gone too far of no one's calling them bums, but I think we've gone too far with they can't win. Like, I think, looking at the power rankings, mm-hmm. all around
the national ones,
mm-hmm. they are a top three team in baseball, and I do think that there's some Dodgers fear Like the Dodgers have just gotten to the point where
a stacked all-star roster.
It's almost like, what's the point?
Yeah.
What's the point? Which I don't think you can do in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
But I really do think that they are legitimate World Series contenders still, and I think the buzz will grow when they start playing. I think it's mostly Super Bowl malaise. And a lack of a quote-unquote impact move in the offseason.
It's a terrible combination for the Phillies when it comes to us as fans. To have the Eagles do what they did on the heels of what the Phillies did at the end of the season.
Right.
It's just a bad combination for them. And when you talk about the Sixers lost a large portion of this fan base from an emotional support standpoint after we blew the 3-2 lead versus Boston. And then there were a few of us still hanging on. One more year. We'll give it one more year. They'll come back. Embiid was coming off an MVP season. Maxie looked good, right? Like, so we're like, we'll give it one more year. And then last year happened where, for whatever reason, obviously Embiid getting hurt late in the season derailed the rest of the season. But I think at the end of that season, that's when a lot of people from the Sixers' viewpoint were like, I'm done. And then you really just killed everybody off.
With the way this started.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, and I'm not saying that's where we are with the Phillies as of right now, but I'm saying that's where it's trending. Like, that's where
they
it's
trending. They got to get it done. I mean, it's the time for this team to get it done. And Boa talked about it, and I think he's totally right. 76, 77, 78, 79 came up short every single year. 80 was the year where it was either make or break. Now, they didn't make a big addition. Like, Pete Rose came in 79.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? So, I just think that everyone's tired of the talk, and I think the Phillies smartly have been a little bit right. like, we're tired of talking about it too.
Right,
you know?
They know they're good, but that they're not going to run around beating their chest
right.
about how this is the year. They know it's the year.
Yeah,
you know?
And
you said Boa, by the way, and I know you were shooting hot dogs when we talked to Boa at spring training.
Wasn't working. Yeah.
But he pretty much too was like, look, this is disgraceful that we didn't go far last year. They all know it. We know it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was glad to hear that at least some people felt that.
Yeah, and just the reality of it is that, I mean, 22 is not a disaster. 22 is magical.
No.
So
yes.
So the feeling off that was awesome. And they added Trey Turner, another $300 million player. 23 was brutal, but it feels like it didn't hit people in the moment. I think people were annoyed, but they were still like, this is a fun team. And they gave them, they believed in the run it back method last year, and it worked.
It worked for
until the last week of the season.
Maybe they had their best regular season of this era.
Right. Yeah.
So
the lack of moves and another brutal postseason. It's just I think people aren't ready to get their hopes up early in the season about the baseball team.
215-592-9494. I'm psyched for the start of Philly season, but I don't feel it. If you don't feel it, why? Is it the Super? You still thinking about the Super Bowl, or are you just too hurt to even move forward with the Phillies? And if you are psyched, love to hear from you, too. Now, we do have a next question today. It is Michael Caine's birthday, 92 years old. Been a lot of movies, Michael Caine, legendary actor.
Yeah.
So for day, for next question, we want your go-to Brit. That's right.
Yes.
Somebody's got an accent. They got to get it. By the way, they have to have the accent.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Of course. Now,
go-to Brit. Now, Jack, who's your go-to Brit?
So if I remember correctly, didn't we proclaim ourselves as the number one most American show at this station?
We are.
Because of the morning show?
Yes.
going to
London.
Yeah. But we're saying go to Brit as we know we have our independence from them and we know we're bigger than them.
Right.
But, you know, it's like you still have your go to Brit.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with probably the biggest choker in American history, and that is General Cornwallis, who absolutely choked on the biggest stage and gave us our country.
That's your go to Brit?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a big answer.
General Cornwallis.
Is that on your Mount Rushmore of Brits?
It is not on my Mount Rushmore. Ike, do you have a go-to Brit?
That was terrible.
I know. But you know what? I got to give him credit. He doesn't steal one from anyone when he does it like that.
You know what? I'm going to give you my Brit, but I'm just saying I've noticed the last 3 days with this with him.
With the next question?
Yeah, it's just nonsense.
It's a throwaway.
Yeah.
I'm not taking the next question seriously.
Yeah, total lack of respect for the next question.
You're not going to get the belt doing that. I'll tell you that much.
If the belt was for comedy and smiles brought to a radio show,
oh god,
I think I'd be pretty high up.
I
just wanted you to know that I feel that from him.
Yeah, it has been this week. It has been this week. He always opens his mouth. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Dude, if you don't think Cornwallis is a big
answer. All right. You're a go-to Brit.
Well, I got to go with my only Brit that I do know of that isn't a Bond character.
Why do you act like there's no British people that are famous? The only Brit I know of. Like, what are you talking about? You brought this up before the show. I'm so confused.
This is the comeback for what I just said.
Yeah, you started with him. Don't pay Jack into a corner.
I'm going with Stringer Bell, man.
Idris Elba. Yeah, he's a good one. Yes, a good Brit. And he has the accent, but he covers up the accent when he acts sometimes. My favorite Idris Elba moment was Pacific Rim. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. It's about the monsters that live in the sea and come out. Yeah. I thought Idris Elba had a great line in that. Today we're canceling the apocalypse. Great line. I love them. My go-to Brit is playing his final concert this summer, and that is Ozzy Osbourne.
Wow.
He's doing one final show.
Now, is it a real one final
show? No, it is. He's got Parkinson's. he can barely move. He can sing still.
Okay.
But he can't. So he's doing a few songs with Black Sabbath, but Metallica's playing the show in Pantera, and then the final Ozzy set of all time. So my go-to Brit as a rock guy my whole life has been Ozzy. So 215-592-9494. If you're not psyched for the Phillies this year, why not? You still left. Is it leftover Super Bowl haze? Are you disappointed from last year? And next question today, because it is Michael Caine's birthday. Give us your go-to Brit. 215-592-9494. Starting us off, as always, Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, I don't know how y'all can't be excited for the Phillies, man. It's another opportunity to win a championship. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? Now, I get it to where people are frustrated. Like they ran it back 2 years ago, you know, after we lost to the Diamondbacks. And then it's like, I feel like it's like another running back season. It wasn't a lot of changes made to the roster. So I get that's where the frustration comes. But I feel like the Phillies going to show up. You know, I feel like my boy Bryce Harper is motivated, you know, MVP. You know, my guy, my Ohio legend, Kyle Schwarber, I feel like he going to show up. I do kind of low-key agree with Chuck yesterday, like how he said, you know, Trey Turner. Like, why can't we put you know, Bryson Stott at shortstop? That was a shortstop when we went to the World Series. Now, I get it. They paid him all that money. But I feel like you should do what's best for the team. The reason why expectations with the Eagles come, like how Spike, how you alluded to, we always feel like the Eagles is going, like, you know, after a bad season. It's because our general manager, you saw how Jake Rosenberg came over here yesterday. He said this team is going to do whatever it takes to win. You know, they're not going to cut corners. And I feel like the Phillies just don't do that. And even with the Sixers, I feel like they do what it – they're going to spend what it takes to win, but it just don't be working. Like, they spend the money now. The Sixers will spend money. I just feel like sometimes the Phillies be cutting corners, like the trade deadline. You don't want to go out and trade for, like, you know, who is it, Luis Robert. You don't want to go out and trade for a guy like that. You know, like, in spring training, you sit up here, you watch these guys pitch, like, what's the dude's name? Eduardo Tate. Like, you know, he's throwing, you know, he got a strong arm. But is that dude going to do something for me in the regular
season? I love that we're breaking down. He's 19.
Yeah.
But, you know, so it's like,
well,
hey, man.
You know what, though, Corey?
By the way, you're watching the spring breakout game. These are not real players.
Well, they are.
You know. Yeah. I know. I appreciate it, though, Corey.
I hear what you're saying about Howie, by the way, and I hear what you're saying about the recent success. But I can tell you, going back even before that, like before they won the Super Bowl, before that, that belief in the Eagles always happened the next day. That always happened the next year.
This is our year?
Not that they were going to win.
But there was a, I felt like they talked them, like every year we talked ourselves into the team. Now, it might go away really quick.
Yeah.
But every, but you know, you guys.
But those are the green goggles that, that people throw out that they're going to win.
At the same time, you know, the summer. So, like, there's nothing – the summer's a great time to talk yourself into the Eagles.
Yes, right. yes. We haven't had a lot of time.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
But, like, with the offseason, like, when you look at the Eagles, like, the Eagles in the offseason, like, we didn't do it this year, but they always go out and usually are big spenders in free agency. Like, this is the first time we really – like, we really ain't seen them go out and spend money. Like, when you look at the Phillies, like, we really didn't do nothing in free agency. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, we traded for the dude from the Marlins or whatever, but it's like, we really don't, like, we really didn't, like, do a lot. It's pretty much going to be the same lineup. So it's like, you're hoping that this same lineup just produces more. Like, who like, when we got Trey Turner, like we went to the World Series and we lost, and then we got Trey Turner. And we like, oh, we got the best shortstop in baseball. Like, this guy, we got Trey Turner too. Oh, we going back. But it's like they keep running back with the same dudes after losing.
Yeah, they're stuck.
I mean, round.
They're sort of stuck with what they got.
Corey, give us your go-to Brit.
See, this always happens. You know, this dude, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the brain or Ohio connect. Every day he picked my guy. I was going to pick Idris Elba, but I'm going to have to go with, you know, my guy, Tom Hardy, because, you know, I'm a big Marvel guy. So
Tom Hardy?
That's what I'm going to go with.
Who is that?
Yeah, I don't know who that is. Oh, is he the guy that's in Captain America?
I think so. He's also in Inception, I believe.
Now I got a Tom Hardy.
Inception or Deception?
Incept.
I have
the
no
dreaming
idea.
Movie.
That's Inception.
No. Yeah, I don't know this guy. There you go. That guy? Venom? He was Venom?
Yeah, I don't know that
guy. Come on. Oh, he's in Mad Max. I know who this guy is. I saw Mad Max.
Oh, he's the one that the gift that always goes around when we put out things that people think is bait?
Yes. It's that guy. Same guy. So Corey said something about bringing back the same team and getting the, and I feel like I'm going to fight against what I'm actually going to take the side of what I fought against last year is a little bit of the that's baseball thing in that the team
welcome to the show.
That's what you go to when it's hard to explain something.
Well, no. Let me
not just you. I mean everybody. Yeah. That's what everybody goes.
It's not
to.
Let me just put, instead of saying that's baseball, it's the weird thing about baseball.
Okay.
Because the weird thing about baseball is the team has objectively gotten better for 3 years. I mean, they've gone from 87 wins and barely making the playoffs, I think, to 89 to 95.
Okay.
Three straight years. And like, they didn't come through against the Diamondbacks, but that team was better than the year before. And last year's team was better than that team. So, like, there is something about baseball about a 162-game season whittling down to one pitcher and one moment in a Game 6 or a Game 7.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they haven't gotten it done. But I also think that they have shown enough during the regular season that they could.
Yeah.
Do you know, like, they don't seem to have the fatal flaw to me that the Sixers have had.
Well, but the fatal flaw could be the chasing. I mean, it could
right,
be.
Right, right, right.
It has sunk them in two straight postseasons. Like, I think that's going to be the thing that people are going to be obsessed with.
Is chasing.
In the regular season. Yeah. Like, are they chasing all the time?
Yeah, but here's the other thing. You know, once you get to the postseason, and I agree with you about, you know, getting through the 162 games and they're getting better, or it's been a little bit better each year. I can appreciate that. But the problem for those of us, or those of you that want us to be, or wonder why we're not as exciting about this team, is that it's a long season.
Yeah.
We know they're going to win games. They should be a playoff team. That's the bare minimum they should do. It's what are you going to do when you get to the playoffs?
Right.
Like, that's what happened to the Sixers. You can win 50 games, so what? You can win 55 games, so what? It's like, we're still going home in the second round of the playoffs every year.
I do think that there's part
number one seed. We're still going home.
I think there's part of me, too, that is just excited for baseball every night.
Right. Sure.
It's like the rhythm of baseball every night. Like, opening day is fun, but I also like the idea of following them all year and watching them all year and getting to see those. You know, it's only one of 162, but getting to see an awesome Chris Sanchez start or an awesome Zach Wheeler start or those things that we're it's not – for me, it's not just that they might win the World Series, which I think they could. It is – like, I'm excited just to get to watch them again. And I'm, you know, somebody who was – I was more upset than most when they started looking bad last year. Mm-hmm. And I was furious when they lost. But I also do remember the good stretches of that year that were – there was a lot of fun last year in the first half of that year. You know what I mean? Like, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah. No, and I agree with you. And that's why when – you know, part of the answer is a two-part answer – to why some people aren't as excited or the level isn't as high as some would want it to be. I'm excited for baseball to start because it gives me something else to focus on every night. The Sixers have robbed me of March, April, and May, right? Like, they haven't given us anything to watch, right? So I'm looking forward to the baseball season because I know I'll have something to watch every night. The problem with that is that the standard is the standard. And so it's still the only thing that matters is what they do at the end of the season.
Yeah.
Because if they get off to a slow start, you know what we'll say? It's still early. There's a lot of baseball left to play.
Well,
people were saying that until September last year.
Yes, they were. Well, I'll tell you, they start slow. I'm not giving you that's baseball. You know how I watch the Phillies.
Well, here's the other the other side of that is if they get off to a hot start.
We're going to say that was just like last year.
Yes.
Yep.
They're in a bit of a lose-lose situation.
Yeah. 215, they got to just be good enough.
Just decide what you want. Maybe before opening day, we got to decide. Do you want 500 until July?
No.
Or do you want...
I want hot again. I want hot again.
I'd rather take the hot. Yeah. Yes.
215-592-9494. We are less than 2 weeks from Philly's opening day, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of buzz. Why is that? Is that... Are you still in the Super Bowl haze? Are you... You just not trust them anymore? Like, what is it? And if you are fired up, I want to hear from you, too. 215-592-9494. Also, next question today, Michael Caine's birthday. Give us your go-to Brit. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. The tournament is coming. Starts next weekend. Watch all the action with a special menu at Chickies. Find a location near you at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.